This is Akash Marni, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. In a late-night development, the Supreme Court has released the full in-house inquiry report, including the photos, videos regarding the alleged recovery of cash from the residence of the High Court Justice Yashwant Verma. The Apex Court has also released Justice Verma's response to the allegation. In his response, Justice Verma denied the allegations and stated that the room in which the fire occurred and where the cash was allegedly found was at the outhouse, not at the main building where the judge and his family reside. According to the inquiry report, the Judge Verma unequivocally stated that no cash has ever been placed in any storeroom of the house by him or any of his family members. He strongly denounced the decision and the suggestion that alleged the cash belonged to him. The inquiry report submitted by the Delhi High Court Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay has contained information about the official communication stating that 4 to 5 semi-burnt stacks of Indian currency were found. The 25-page inquiry report included videos and photographs of the firefighting operation at the Justice Verma's residence on Holy Night, during which the cash was recovered. The centre has drawn 20% duty on onion export, effective from 1st of April. According to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, this will ensure the remunerative prices to the farmers while maintaining the affordability of onion to the customers at a crucial juncture. It added that both the mandi and the retail prices are softened following the expected arrival of the rabi crops in good quantities. As per the estimates, the higher production of crops including the rabi season, including the onion, is expected to further ease the market prices in the upcoming months. The export duty of 20% has been in place from the 13th September last year to ensure the domestic availability. India has doubled its gross domestic product in the last 10 years at a growth rate of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. According to the data released by the International Monetary Fund, with this, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world after US, China, Germany and Japan. It added that India is set to outpace Japan soon, and the latter's GDP grew nil in the past decade. In comparison to the United States and China's GDP grew by 66% and 44% respectively during the same period. The Indian Embassy in Qatar is providing all possible assistance in the matter of detention of the Indian national Amit Gupta by the Qatari authorities in relation to the ongoing investigation. The sources said that the embassy is in touch with the family and the lawyer representing Amit Gupta and the Qatari authorities on the regular basis. India has sent humanitarian assistance at Botswana in the wake of floods in the country. External Affairs Ministry said that in a social media post that the first tranche of around 10 tons of assistance comprising essential medicines, surgical supplies, mosquito nets and the water purifiers were dispatched for Botswana. Meanwhile, humanitarian assistance has all been sent to Kiribati to help strengthen the healthcare system of the country. A consignment of 6-bedded container-based dialysis unit departed from Mundra Port of Tarawa, Kiribati yesterday. In the inaugural match of the Indian Premier League, IPL T20, Royal Challengers Bangalore defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tonight. Put into bat first, KKR scored 174/8 in stipulated 28 overs. In reply, RCB overhauled the target in the 17th, riding a 95-run opening partnership between Virat Kohli and Philip Salt. The Chase Master Kohli remained not out on 59. And that is the end of this news bulletin.